With federal immigration enforcement bearing down on Chicago, many feared student attendance would plummet, especially in schools serving mostly Latino children. WBEZ reporters Amy Chin and Sarah Karp looked into the attendance numbers so far this year to find out what's really happened. And they're both here to share their findings. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So, Amy, let's start with you. Most people would think the attendance numbers would have dropped, but that's not necessarily what the numbers show. What'd you find?
Yeah, that's right. We looked at attendance rates for the first 3 months of school, which includes the entire time that Border Patrol was here. And the data tells a mixed story. So most days, attendance rates tracked pretty closely to last year, and overall attendance rates are about the same. But there are these big, unusual drops in attendance at predominantly Latino schools on particular days. So, for example, on Monday, September 29th, which was the Monday right after Border Patrol agents marched through downtown, about 12% of students at majority Latino schools, so that's 14,000 students, were marked absent that day. But what's interesting is that those students appear to come back to school just a few days later. And we see this pattern again and again. When attendance rates drop quickly, they tend to rebound over the following week.
And Sarah, I want to bring you in here. You spoke with a lot of CPS officials and community members. After your conversations with them, why do you think the drop wasn't so drastic?
Well, one thing that we found is that after those drops that Amy was talking about, then community groups just really stepped up. And you saw some community groups form these walking school buses where they had volunteers come and get kids and walk them to school. Some community groups were picking up kids. Some were putting volunteers on corners just so that parents could feel like they could send their children to school without having to go outside if they were afraid of getting detained. So one of the things that CPS did is that they turned and looked to the community to get that support. And here is Fanny Diego Alvarez. She's a chief of family and community engagement with CPS. And she really credits the community for helping CPS.
The school district can't do its job without community behind it. Children belong to all of us, right? And community-based organizations and parents and volunteers are doing more than they traditionally have done to create additional safe passage for students and for families.
And Sarah, your reporting also found how teachers have also been on the forefront of cultivating a safe environment for concerned students and their families. Tell us about that.
So teachers, school staff in general, they've really been out on the street, just like the community, helping kids get to school, making sure that they feel safe outside. And even though Chicago Public Schools has really emphasized that they don't want to put in a remote option because remote schooling did not work very well during the pandemic, they don't really want to bring it back. But at the same time, a lot of teachers are really helping kids who are staying home because of immigration enforcement. They're doing things like online tutorials. They're making sure the schoolwork is posted on Google Docs. So lots of ways that they're just saying to kids, we want to help you stay on top of work, even if you are nervous coming to school.
Overall, we've seen that Chicago Public Schools has struggled to get the attendance numbers back to the pre-pandemic levels. Amy, now that most Border Patrol agents are gone, do the numbers show any sign that the numbers can start to improve now?
Yeah, it's really unclear whether overall attendance rates are going to go back up from the data. But what we do know is that even though Operation Midway Blitz is officially done, ICE is still active in the neighborhoods and people are still concerned and on alert.
That's WBEZ reporters Amy Chin and Sarah Karp. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.